With the passing of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, a lot of people are grieving and sharing memories of her life-changing music and career. This is Lisa Berry, and I myself saw Aretha perform at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor as part of the Summer Festival nearly two decades ago. And while seeing all the local tributes and going through the memories, I came across what may be a little-known fact. And here to share that with us is Callie Thiel, Director of News and Publications for Concordia University in Ann Arbor. Hi, Callie.
Hi, how are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay, like everybody else, hearing the music and being moved by that. But there is an Aretha connection with Concordia. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Concordia we're so honored to be the owners of Aretha Franklin's preferred concert piano. We had purchased the piano a few years back. Our previous one was like 90 years old or something of that sort, and we learned that this piano was for sale and knew we needed to have it. Aretha is such an icon, of course, and it's been cherished on our campus ever since.
And what kind of piano is it?
It's a Yamaha C7 Concert Grand.
Black, white, tires?
Black, yep, black, beautiful black. You know, the typical beautiful piano vision that you have pictured when you think of concert pianos.
Do you know whose idea it was at Concordia to get Aretha Franklin's piano?
Yeah. Credit goes to our chief campus officer, Kurt Gilo. He had a connection with Jim King of King's Keyboard House in Ann Arbor. And Jim was the one who had worked with Aretha and her team to make it available for Aretha when she requested it. And as Jim tells it, Aretha would pretty frequently ask for that special piano to be delivered to her recording studio in Detroit when she was doing her recordings. And so, you know, Kurt learned from Jim that it was for sale and said, we have to have that.
I wonder if she used it when I saw her perform in Hill Auditorium a few years back.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
to tell you about that concert too. It was delayed, and we were told in the audience that she had a wardrobe problem. And I was sitting there for probably over an hour thinking that I think they drove back to West Bloomfield to get her a new outfit, because it was delayed quite a bit. But it definitely worth it to see Aretha Franklin performing in Ann Arbor. And can people come and see this piano? Is it on display?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just on display. It's being used. You know, that's what's so exciting about having this piano on our campus is we have a really vibrant music arts program at Concordia. And so our students use it. Our professors use it. It's part of their class. You know, they get to experience music from Aretha's preferred piano as they're learning at Concordia. And in fact, we celebrate it on campus, and last year, in honor of her birthday, we actually hosted a little music tribute to her and had some of our students sing covers of her iconic songs and just invited the community to come and hear the sound of the piano as well.
Is there any sort of plaque or identification on it that says this is Aretha Franklin's piano?
Yeah, there is. I know we do have some identification on the piano to let people know, this was Aretha's preferred piano.
If somebody comes to the university campus, can they see it right now or just only when there's a concert?
Yeah, they could see it as, you know, during visiting hours, of course, you know, when the campus is open to visitors. Yeah, they would be able to stop by and see it.
And where is it?
It's in our Kraft Fine Arts Center in the wing where our music classes are and where our music programming is.
Callie Thiel, Director of News and Publications for Concordia University in Ann Arbor, telling us that Aretha Franklin's favorite or preferred piano is on their campus for everyone to enjoy. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.